Thank you all very much for coming. Today's daf is daf mem in Masechet Brachos. And the topic, the beginning is still the bracha of Hamotzi. And then the later part of the daf, the topic is the blessing of Shahakol. So we were talking about Hamotzi, whether you should say Hamotzi on a whole loaf, or you should say Hamotzi on a broken piece, or maybe on both together, maybe Pesach is different. Amar Rav said, starting on the mem aleph, if a person says Hamotzi, and he breaks open the bread, and he hasn't yet eaten, but he turns to the other people at the table. He says, Tol Baruch, take this blessed piece. Tol Baruch, take this blessed piece. And then he wants to eat. Eino tzarich levarich. Those statements, take the blessed piece, that's not a hefsek. That's not an interruption from his blessing, because that's also mitzorech ha'achila. That's from the need of the meal. So that's not considered a hefsek. What about if he says, after he said the blessing and opened the bread, Havei melach, bring the salt. Havei lifton, bring the dip, the relish. Then tzarich levarich, and he needs to recite a blessing because that is an interruption. However, that's the view of Rav. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, afilu aviyu melach, afilu lifton. Even after he made the blessing, broke open the bread, and before he ate, he said, bring the salt, bring the relish. Now he also, eino tzarich levarich, doesn't have to make a blessing, because that's considered mitzorech achila. He's just talking about that which is needed for the eating, and so it's not an interruption between the blessing and the eating.
After
Birkat Hamotzi, exactly. Next case. He says Hamotzi, opens up the bread, and then before he eats, he remembers we haven't fed the animals. So he says, Gavi Laturi, go mix water with the bran for my oxen. Gavi Laturi, go mix water with the bran for my oxen. Let's make sure that the animals get to eat. Now tzarech levarech. Now he needs to recite a new blessing because that is considered an interruption. Rav Sheshi says, no, I feel gavul turi nami. Even if he says, go mix the water with my bran for the oxen, in a tzarech levarich, that's also not considered an interruption. He does not need to recite a new blessing. Rav Sheshi says, because Rav Sheshi said, name of Rav, asal adam shiyochol kodem shiitam achal behemto, personality eat, before he gives food to his animals. Shanam, as it says, v'nasati yis v'satchol behemtecha, I'll give grass in your fields for your animal, and after that, v'achaltan, you will eat, v'savata, and you'll be full. Okay, that was the first law about Birkas Hamotzi.
So different.
What is a hefsek between Birkas Hamotzi and eating? It's the
no
topic.
No talking unless it's related to.
Exactly. So no talking unless it's bring the salt, bring the relish, feed the animals. Here's for you. That's the halacha. That's the halacha. Yeah. Amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishim Reb Chiya. Rava Bar Shmuel said in Reb Chiya, "Ein abotzei rashoi liftsoa. A person who's opening up bread is not allowed to open up the bread. Ad shiavu melach, until they first bring the salt, o lifton or relish. Make lechem yachad in front of each person, because you want to eat the bread in a good way with salt and relish, because that's part of giving honor to the bracha. You said a blessing on this bread." So the bread should be the best possible way, which is with salt or with relish. However, Rabbi Bar Shmuel, ikla lebei Reish Kalusa, he came to the home of Reish Kalusa. Afiku lei Rifta, they brought out bread. Now the Reish Kalusa was the Jewish head of the self-government. The Jews in Persia had a leader who was their leader and basically ran things for them. And he interfaced between them and the Persian king. He was called the Reish Kalusa, the exilarch. The head of all the Jews in the exile. He was a descendant of David HaMelech, from the family of David HaMelech. So, Rava Bar Shmuel was at the home of the Reish Kalusa. Afiku Lei Rifta, they brought out bread. Batzel Lehedja, and he broke it open and they ate it right away. So he asked, they said to him, Hadar Mar Mishmaite, did Rava Bar Shmuel just change his mind? Rava Bar Shmuel said that when you make the blessing on the bread, make sure that all the people have salt and relish. So here, you didn't do that. You got the bread, and right away you ate it without salt and relish. Amalu, he said, there's a difference. Les dein tzarech b'sheish. This bread doesn't need a weight, because this bread is good, clear, fine, white bread. This is very clean bread, pas nakia. So clean bread doesn't need a weight. But when you have other bread that isn't as clean, So then you want to make it be the best bread for the blessing that it had. So then you need to have salt and relish on it.
What do you mean by each individual guest
person at the table
have their own salt and
or
relish?
Has access to the salt?
Or the guy who is doing hamutzit,
he has to have access to the salt. He has to have, each guest has to have access to the salt.
Oh.
Now another law, because we mentioned a law from Rava Bar Shmuel. Rava Bar Shmuel said in the name of Rabbi Chiya, Emir Aglayim Kalam Ela B'Yeshiva. If a person urinates, so the goal is to get all of the urine out of the body. You don't want to leave urine in the body. So if he urinates while standing, he's going to be afraid that some of the urine is going to bounce back and make his clothing dirty. So therefore, when he urinates, all the urine is going to come out of the body only if he sits while urinating. Because then he doesn't have the fear of anything's going to bounce back. Rav Kana said that there are exceptions to this. If he's urinating into soft dirt, so he's urinating into, you know, mud and things that are not hard, and not a rock, even while standing, he can urinate confidently that all the urine's going to get out because nothing's going to bounce back. And if there's no soft dirt, so let him stand at a taller, at a higher spot, Yashtin Lamakom Nidron, and let him urinate along the slope going down. And again, when he urinates along the slope, even the last parts of the urine that don't come out with such a flow are not going to be bouncing back at him, and then he's not going to try to stop the urine from coming out. He's going to allow all of the urine out, and he'll fulfill the job of urinating in the right way. It's another lesson of Rabbi Bar Shmuel.
Same teacher.
Rabbi Bar Shmuel said another law in the name of Rabbi Chiya, again, health. After you eat, make sure to have salt. And after whatever you drink, stay mayim, drink water. And then, that'll prevent you from being damaged. After whatever you eat, make sure to have some salt. After whatever you drink, stay mayim, drink some water. And that will prevent you from ever being damaged. Tanya Dechlin did another brisa. Achal kol machal. If a person ate any type of a food, achal melach, and he didn't eat any salt afterwards. Shasa kol machal, if he drank any type of a drink, v'lo shasa mayim, he didn't follow it up with drinking water. Bayom, if he did it during the day, yirag min reyach, he should be worried of the reyach hapet. He should be worried about the bad smells coming up into the mouth because of that. Balayla, if he did it at night, then the bad smells, because he didn't follow up his drinking with water, he didn't follow up his eating with salt, might become the terrible illness of Ascara, of diphtheria, of causing the throat to contract, and heaven forbid, even dying from these bad smells. Somebody who makes all his food float in a lot of water afterwards, he's not going to have an illness in his intestines. The kama. How much water should you be drinking? Amar Rav Chisda said, ketone lepas. You should be drinking a ketone worth of water, which is a certain utensil, for bread. Amar Rav Yochanan, haragil ba'adashim achas l'shloshim yom. Somebody who eats lentils. So lentils make you, what do they call these things? G-bombs. It clears everything out of the stomach. So it makes a person go to the bathroom. So somebody eats lentils once every 30 days. So then, monea askar mitoch beiso. He's preventing this illness of diphtheria from his house. Avol kol yom alo. But to eat lentils every day, it's not so good. Mishum nekash l'reach hapeh, because that's going to cause a bad smell to the mouth if he's constantly having diarrhea. So it'll cause a bad smell to the mouth. I'm Rav Mari, Rav Mari's the name of Rav Yochanan. Haragil b'chardol. Somebody eats mustard. Achas l'shloshim yom, once every 30 days. Monea chalayim yitoch beiso, is preventing illnesses from his house. Avol kol yoma, but every day, lo, he shouldn't be eating mustard. My time, why? Mishum nekash l'chul shel liba, because that's bad in terms of creating weakness in the heart. That might create a weakness in the heart. I'm Rav Chiya Bar Ashim, Rav Chiya Bar Ashim, and Rav. Somebody who regularly eats small fish is not going to have intestinal illnesses because the small fish will clear everything out. Not only that, small fish, herring, it's good. They make the person have more seed. They increase the semen count. They make the whole body of a person healthy for eating the small fish. All right. Now we're going to talk about Ketzach. How do they translate Ketzach? What's that? They don't.
And they say
fennel
in the notes.
Fennel. I think it might be poppy. Rashi says it's a...
Black cumin?
Oh, very good. Rashi says it's a black seed that grows in Arab countries. Like Afghanistan has poppy. And we're going to see that they put it on top of bread. But its smell is very bad for the health. I don't know, maybe poppy. They make cocaine out of poppy, no?
It tastes good.
And maybe it's not poppy. It's some type of little black thing. Which isn't so good for your health, smell-wise, but the taste is good. Someone who eats this ketzach, you said it was black. What did you say, Baruch, they translated as?
Cumin, C-U-M-I-N.
Black cumin. Okay,
human.
So someone eats the black cumin.
Human.
In a bali de kevlev. He's not going to have any pain in his heart. So it's good for the heart. The black cumin is one of the 60 poisons. If somebody sleeps to the east of where they piled up the black cumin, he's going to die because the smell from the wind from the west is going to bring the smell. He's going to smell it, and he's going to die from it. And when he dies, he gets to heaven, they're going to say, your blood is on your head. You should never have done it. You're at fault. So, I understand. Is black cumin great? Good for the heart? Or terrible? Does it cause death? Lo kasha, it's not a contradiction. Habarecho. Why don't you talk about the smell? The smell is bad. Habetamo, the taste is very good. Ima de Rabbi Yirmiya, so the mother of Rabbi Yirmiya, Afyalei Rifta, she used to bake bread for Rabbi Yirmiya. Umad bekaleh, she put this black cumin on it. She would stick the black cumin. She glue the black cumin to the bread. And then makafle, then she would peel it off. So when he's eating, he would have the taste of the black cumin that had gone into the bread. But he wouldn't have the smell because the black cumin had been peeled off. All right, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about making a blessing on greens, on vegetables. So it says, the Tanakhama says, Bori Pri Adama. The Yehuda says the blessing should be more targeted. It should be Bori Reneb Deshaim. Blessed is God who makes types of greens. Rabbi Yehuda Bori Reneb Deshaim. Rabbi Yehuda says, he said the blessing of Bori Reneb Deshaim. I'm Reb Zer. Reb Zer has said, V'tem Reb Shechinah Bar Papa. Reb Shechinah Bar Papa said, Ein Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda, rather we say Borei Pri Adama. Reb Zera, Reb Zera said furthermore, Itim Reb Kinin Bar Papa, some say it was Reb Kinin Bar Papa said this. My time to read it, what's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Kakos, the pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, blessed is God each day. So that tells you that and each day you should give to God the blessing of the day. Do you bless God only by day and not by night? Ela, rather, Lomel Chatz to tell you, each day and day, give him from the blessings of that day. So let's say on Shabbos, thank God for Shabbos. On Yom Tov, thank God for Yom Tov. On Purim, give the blessing of Purim. So every day is supposed to have its day's blessing. So therefore he says, Achanami, the same should be true. That Komin v'min, every type should have its type of blessing. Give it its type of blessing. So therefore, don't just say Borei Pri Adama. That's too general. Say Borei Minei Deshaim, who blesses the types of greens. And that's more precise and that's more targeted. Amar Reb Zera said, Itam Reb Kinnar Bar Papa. Some say Reb Kinnar Bar Papa said, Borei Shlok Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Vazav Adam. Come and see that the ways of God are not like the ways of people. Midas Vazav Adam and the ways of people. Kli Reikon Machzik. If you want to put something into a utensil, if the utensil is empty, then you can put water in it. If it's full, you can't put any water in it. It'll spill out. But God's not that way. If a person's already filled with wisdom, he's already a Talmud Chacham, then he can absorb more Torah. If he's empty of Torah, he's not going to be able to hold on to the Torah. The verse says, Vayomer, and it says, Im Shamoa Tishma. Im Shamoa, if you've already heard, Tishma, you will hear. Im Shamoa, if you've already heard, then Tishma, you'll hear further. If you haven't heard, lo Tishma, you won't hear. Davarach, another explanation. Im Shamoa b'yashan, if you will hear in the old, namely if you review Tishma b'chadash, then you will hear the new things. Right? In other words, if you keep reviewing, you'll hear new, then you'll discover new insights in what you're reviewing. Then yifshin levavcha, but if you learn and then you just turn away, you don't review. Shuvlo Tishma, then you're not going to get anything new because it'll all be forgotten if you don't review. Right? Okay, next Mishnah. Now talking about the other brachos, especially the bracha of Shahakal. What we learned yesterday, the universal blessing. What happens if somebody takes a fruit from a tree and instead of saying the blessing, Borei Pri Ha'Etz, says the blessing of Borei Pri Adama. Yatzi fulfills his obligation. But if he takes wheat or a potato and he says on it the blessing of Borei Pri Ha'Etz, Lo Yatzi doesn't fulfill the blessing. Al Kulam on all food items, Imam Shakam Yabidvaro, Yatza, if he makes the blessing that everything was created with God's word, he fulfills the obligation. Says the Gemara Mantana, who is the Tana? Tehikar Ilan Aruhu, that the main part of a tree is ground, and therefore, if you don't say the blessing of Borei Pri Adama, if you don't say Borei Pri Ha'Etz, but you said Borei Pri Adama on what comes out of a tree, you'd also be Yotze. Amrav Nachma Yitzchak, Rav Nachma Yitzchak, answer the tribute Yehudai, as we learned in regards to Bikurim. It's not in the Mishnah. If you have a field that has a spring in it, Yavei Shamayan, and then the spring dries up, or Niktasa Ilan, the tree that you took the Bikurim from, you took the pomegranate from, has been cut down, maybe you can still bring this pomegranate to Yerushalayim, but ain't no kore, but you can't make the declaration when you give it to the Kohen. Because part of the declaration is to say, Atah, now, hinei evesius reishis pri adama, Hashem asata li Hashem, I brought the first of the fruit of the earth that you've given me to give me, God. If you don't have the tree there, you don't have the water there, you don't have a field that's producing anymore. But Rabbi Yudom, Rabbi Yudom says, no, as long as you have the land, you do have a field that's producing. Because the main thing is the land. Maybe the Korah, you can read and you can make the declaration. So you see, according to Rabbi Yudom, even in a tree, the main thing is the land. And that's why the fruit of the tree also could get the blessing of Borei Pri Ha'adama, according to Rabbi Yudom. Then the Mishnah says, Al Peres Ha'aretz, if you wanted to say on fruit of the ground, namely on wheat or on potatoes, Borei Pri Ha'aretz, you're not Yotze. Sheet, of course, I'm Rav Nachman or Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak answered, but it's Chayel Rabbi Yehuda. Chedashir is even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kitamin Ilan Hu. Rabbi Yehuda holds that wheat is a tree. Wheat is called a tree. So if wheat is called a tree, then maybe you should say Borei Pri Ha'Etz. The answer is that no. Even if wheat is a tree, Borei Pri Ha'Etz is only a blessing for those things that when you take them off the branch is still there and the branch will produce further fruit. But wheat, when you take the grains out of the stalk dies, it doesn't produce further produce. The time I looked at a brisa, I don't know that wheat is called a tree. Even Shalom and Adam Rishon. What was the tree that Adam Rishon ate from? What was the Eitz Hadas? Rabbi Omer Geffen, Ayur Meir says it was a vine. There's nothing that brings more misfortune on a person than wine. It says, Noach drank from the wine, he got drunk. Rabbi Nechemiah says, it was a fig tree. That which they got ruined in, namely the fig tree, that's how they were also fixed, by putting on clothing of figs. It says, and they sowed fig leaves. Rabbi Yudom Rabbi says, it was wheat. It was called the tree of knowledge. And a baby doesn't know to say father and mother until he tastes the taste of grain. Says the Gemara, would have loved to say, since Rabbi Yehuda holds that wheat is a tree, it's the Eitz Hadas, you should say on the wheat kernels, the blessing of Borei Pri Ha'Etz, who creates the fruit of the tree. Come on, that's the Kiddush. Where do we say the blessing of Borei Pri Ha'Etz? That's only in those items that were you to take away the fruit. The branch would remain, while the mouth can again produce fruit. Now turning to Mem Amid Beis, Apple Hechel the Kishakas of the paper. Where you take away the fruit? Let's look after the Mapik. You're not going to have the branch anymore producing. And you don't say Borei Pri Ha'Etz, Ela Borei Pri Adama. Rather, you only say Borei Pri Adama. And that's the lesson of our Mishnah.
Amen.
Normally for fruits, yes, that's correct. Val Kula, and then the Mishnah says, all the things, Imam Rishak Nimidvaro, if he says Shaku, you're Yotze. Yeah, question.
So, Eitz Hadas told the Rav that essentially it could have been Chita or
Teina. Teina or Geffen.
And does it say anywhere where it could be Eitz
Hachaim? No.
There's no discussion
on that? The Torah, is Eitz Hachaim.
I think so, the Torah.
The Torah, it's Eitz Hachaim.
Itmar, we learned Rav Huna Amar. Rav Huna said, what about bread and wine? Because bread and wine have very great prominence. Bread is what makes a meal. Wine you use for koshel bracha, for whenever you need to make blessings over wine. What about bread and wine? Rav Huna Amar. Rav Huna said, chutz min hapas min hayayin. Bread and wine, because they're so prominent, they can't be, you can't fulfill the obligation with shahakol. Rav Yochanan said, no, a figu pas v'yayin, even bread and wine, also a shahakol would fulfill the obligation. Name a ketanai, maybe this question between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan was an argument of tanayim. If you learn in a learn there's an argument of tanayim, if you have to use the language of our sages when you say a blessing. Raw pas, let's say a person sees bread, and he says, kamana pasu, how wonderful is this bread? Baruch hamakom shebra, blessed is God who made it. Yatzi fulfills his obligation of a blessing. Ratzain, if he sees a fig, vamar kamana tainazu, he says, how beautiful is this fig? Baruch hamakom shebra, blessed is the God who made it. Yatzi fulfills his obligation. Divir meir, this is Divir meir. Rabbi Yossi says, no, kol mashani mekhiya shetavu chacham mebra, zlo yatzi dechavasa. If somebody changes from the text that the sages legislated for the blessing, he doesn't fulfill his obligation. So name let's propose Rav Huna to Amar, Rav Huna, who says that you're not Yotze by saying Shahako on bread. He feels like Rabbi Yossi that you have to use the text of the sages. The text of the sages for bread is Amotzi. The text of the sages for wine is Baruch Piyah Gefen. Rav Yochanan to Amar, Rav Yochanan says you would be Yotze with Shahako even for bread and wine. He feels like Rabbi Meir, you don't have to use the text, you just have to communicate the concept. Rav Huna would tell you, no, another army of you Rabbi Meir. What I'm telling you, even Rabbi Meir would agree to. I'd come to cover Rabbi Meir Hassam. Why did Rabbi Meir say over there? And if you say, what a beautiful piece of bread, blessed is God who made it, your Yotze, Hechet Chamad Kirish made the pas, because you say the word bread. How beautiful is this bread? I believe Lo Chamad Kirish made the pas, but to just say, Shakol Niyabedvar, everything was with God's word. He doesn't say bread. I feel Rabbi Meir mode, even Rabbi Meir would agree that it doesn't work. And Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Shakol works for bread and wine, I'm going to tell you, not the army, I feel Rabbi Yossi. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree with me. I don't know Rabbi Yossi. I also wonder Rabbi Yossi say that if you just put the blessing in your own words, it doesn't work. Because that's the blessing that the rabbis never instituted. The rabbis never said that you could say, how beautiful is this bread, blessed is God who made it. That's not the text of the blessing. The text of the blessing is, Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. That's not the blessing. Abul Amar, but if he said, Shakul niya bidvaro, he says on wine or on bread that everything was. That is the text that the rabbis made. That's the Tekinu Rabbanu. That's the text that the rabbis have instituted. And I feel the Rabbi Yossi mode, maybe Rabbi Yossi would agree that that blessing is okay. Definitely. Now a story. Binyamin Raya, Binyamin the shepherd. Karach Rifta, he ate bread. V'amar, and after he ate the bread, he said, Baruch Maritai Pizza. Blessed is the master of this bread. Blessed is God. Amar Rav, Rav said, Yatza. He's Yotze benching. I vama Rav called bracha shem ba'askar sashem in a bracha. But doesn't Rav say that if you don't mention God's name, it's not a blessing? All right, he didn't say blessed is the master for this bread. Dama Baruch Rachmana. He said blessed is God, Mare the master, the high pizza of this bread. They beat in shalosh brachos, but you need three blessings of benching. So my yotze to come Rav. What did Rav mean when he says he's yotze? Nami my rutz my yotze to come Rav. What is Yatzi Rav meant? Nami, what he meant was Yatzi de Brach Rishoni, fulfilled the first of the three blessings of benching. My Kamashwan, what's Rav's Chiddush? Afagav to Amr Balashon Cho. The point is that even though he didn't say it in Hebrew, he's Yotze. Says the Gemara, but we already learned that in the Mishnah. The Elu Namar Mechalashon. The following declarations can be said in any language. Parsha Sota. When the Kohen makes the Sota woman swear, Vidui Meiser, when the farmer declares that he took all the Meiser out of the home, Kriyat Shema, the reading of Shema, you can say it in any language, Tefillah, Shemona Esrei, and Berkos HaMazon. So Gemara says, no, Itzrich, the Chiddush is. So I don't mean to say, Hani Mili Damer B'Lashon Chol Keich Tetkin Rabbanim, B'Lashon Kodesh. I would say, when can you say it in another language? When you're translating each word. When you translate each word and you say in English the way it was supposed to be said in Hebrew, then you're Yotze. But not that if you just summarize the content. But if he doesn't say it in the other language the way the rabbis made it in the holy language, Emalo, I would think he's not Yotze. That's what you need to have to tell me that he is Yotze. Yeah, question.
Wine and, let's say, arak. They're all being driven from, made from grapes.
Arak is from figs, I thought, no?
No, they make from grape. The real arak is the dried grapes. But how come they have, you know, Bure Peri Gefen for wine, and for Arak or Scotch they have Sha'akornia?
Well, Scotch is made out of barley, but it's sometimes stored in a Spanish wine cask. It's stored in a barrel. It used to store wine. That's the sherry cask.
But the original thing of it is coming from the grapes.
Scotch? No, Scotch is from barley.
Scotch is barley.
Okay.
Scotch is not from grapes. Arak also, if it really comes from grapes, like cognac, cognac comes from grape. No, cognac.
Yes, cognac, cognac, but you cognac say Sha'akor on cognac.
You don't say Bure Peri Gefen on cognac.
No, because it's the vapor of the grapes.
Maybe because it changed. There's the answer.
The vapors, right.
It changed.
That's,
okay.
That's why it changed. It changed so significantly that it now becomes Sha'akor.
Uh-huh. No, okay. I guess.
Gufo, we learned before. Amar Rav, Rav said, Kol bracha she'ein b'azkaras Hashem. Any blessing that does not invoke God's name, ain't a bracha, is not a blessing. Rabbi Yochanan said, even more, Kol bracha she'ein b'malchus. If it doesn't also mention that God is the king, ain't a bracha, it's not a blessing. Amar Abai, Abai said, Kavos said, Rav Mustafa. I think Rav is the one who's right. The time we learned in a brisa about getting, when you take the meister out of the house and you make the declaration. The person says, I got the meiser out of the house. I haven't violated your mitzvos. I didn't violate your mitzvos. That's from the varecha. I didn't violate and not give a blessing. Rather, I made the blessing and I gave the meiser. I didn't forget to mention God's name in the blessing. But the Bryce doesn't say that you make a specific mention of saying, and I remembered to say God's name, to mention the kingship. So you see, even without mentioning God as king, it is a blessing. And Rabbi Yochanan will tell you, no, Tani, change that price. Say that when a person says, V'lo shachakti, I didn't forget, what he means to say is, V'lo shachakti, v'lhaskir shimcha u'malchuscha alav, and I didn't forget from saying your name and the fact that you, God, are king when I separated the maestros. Says the next Mishnah. On things that do not grow from the ground, as we saw before, eggs, fish, meat, the blessing is that everything was made with God's word. Ala chometz, wine that turned into vinegar. Ala novlos, we'll see what novlos is. Okay, but the simple explanation is it's fruits that wilted because of the heat. There was too much sun and they've been burned by the heat. Ala govai, govai are kosher grasshoppers. Omer shakal nimidvaro, the blessing is shakal. Rebuda says things that are a curse, you don't make a blessing on it. So therefore, he says vinegar, or you know, ruined fruits because of the heat, or grasshoppers, which are locusts. You don't make a blessing because these are curse items. Okay, hayulufano binimarbe. Let's say you have lots of different fruits in front of you. Rabbi Yudom, Rabbi Yudas, Rabbi Yishma, Neim, and Shiva. If you have amongst them one of the seven species of the land of Israel, olive mevarich. That's the first one you make the blessing on. Chacham say no. Mevarich leizman shiurts. You make the blessing on the thing that you like the most. And the thing that you're most, that's most beloved to you. And those things that don't grow from the ground, could go in basar behemos, like the meat of animals or chayos or wild animals, ovos v'dagim, fish and fowl. Omer shakni midvar, the blessing is shakni midvar. Ala chalav, for milk. Ala beitzim, for eggs. Ala gvina, for cheese. Omer shakni midvar, the blessing is shakal. Ala pash ifsha, bread that has become moldy and spoiled. Ala yayin shikrim, wine that is beginning to sour. Ala tafshul shav shuraso, on food that is getting ruined a little bit. Omer shakal, he says the brach of shakal. Ala melach, on salt. Ala zamas, on salt water. Ala pein upitrios, on mushrooms. Omer shakal, the brach is shakal. Does that tell me that the main of pitchers allowed to do the karkin and mushrooms don't grow from the ground? Well, Tanam didn't learn a brice in regards to Nadar. I know the repairs are. Somebody says, I take a vow, I'm not going to have any of the fruit of the earth. Us repairs are. He can't have any fruit of the earth. What the main of pitchers, but he's allowed to have mushrooms because that's not fruit of the earth. But if he said, Koki do they karkolai, anything that grows from the ground, I'm not going to have. Us have the main of pitchers, then he can't even have mushrooms. You see, mushrooms do come from the ground. Amar Abaya said, Mirba Rabi Me'ara. Yeah, they grow from the ground. When you have them on the ground, they grow. But Minkilo Yanki Me'ara, they're not drawing nourishment from the ground. They're drawing nourishment from the air. The ground helps their growth, but they're drawing nourishment from the air. So the blessing on them, it shouldn't be Bore Priyadama, the fruit of the ground. The blessing should be Sha'akol Niyavidvaro. But if he makes a vow saying, I'm not going to have anything which is Gidule Karka, grown in the ground, grown from the ground, this is also included. So Gemara says, I understand. How can you say that they are gedulei karka? The Mishnah says those things, the Braisa said those things that do not grow from the ground get a shakal. And that would be mushrooms. So Tani Aldavar Shein Yonik Ben Arts. You have to change the Braisa a little bit. That which doesn't draw its nourishment from the ground gets a shahakol. Mushrooms do not draw their nourishment from the ground. They get their nourishment from the earth. My novels. What are these things, novels? So we had an argument in the Mishnah about whether they get a brach of shahakol or no brach at all. Reb Zeyn Rebbi Loi had an argument about it. Chad Amar Bushli Kamra. These are dates that were dried because of the sun. They got ruined by the sun. They got burned by the sun. Chad Amar Tamid Ezekiel. The other one said it's dates that were thrown off by the wind. Those things that are a curse, you don't recite a blessing on it. So you don't recite a blessing on novlos. You don't recite a blessing on govai, on grasshoppers. If you're going to say it's dates that are burned by the sun, that's why it's called a curse, because they got ruined by the sun. But if they're dates that are thrown by the wind, why are they called a type of a curse? So the Gemara would have to say, well, you have to say that he really holds that you do recite a blessing on the date that are thrown by the wind. When he said you don't recite a blessing on things that are a curse, Ashara, that's referring to the other two things, vinegar and grasshoppers. But on novlos, he would agree you'd recite a blessing of shahakal. You could have another version of this discussion. I can understand the one who said that it's things that get ruined by the sun. That's what you'd say a shahakal, because it's been changed from the way it was formed. It was formed as a date, now it got ruined. But the one who says that it is the dates that are thrown by the wind, shahakal, why is the blessing shahakal? Where it creates, the ruchli, should be reciting the blessing of where it creates. Says the Gemara, Ella benovlos tama. When you talk about regular novlos, kuliyamalo pligi bushli chamer ninu. That's certainly the stuff that gets ruined by the heat of the sun. He pligi. Where is the argument? Benovlos tamara. The term novlos tamara, novlos of dates. The time of the Mishnah in Demai. Demai is produce of an ama aretz. And the sages legislated, you have to treat it that maybe Chumas and Maisos weren't taken from it. Hakalan Shebet Demai, things that they were lenient about in regards to Demai, that even if you buy it from an Ama Aretz and you don't know if he separated Maisos, you can assume that Maisos were given. Were Shisin. How do they translate Shisin? Shisin. Rimin. They also translate Rimin. Uzradin. All right. Bno Shuach are young figs. No shikma, the children of the sycamore tree. Gufnin, what a gufnin. Nitzba, the caper plant. And novlos tamara. All right, what a shisin. Amar Rav Rechanan Rav Yochanan min teinim. It's a type of wild date, wild figs. Rimin are kandi. It's a type of pomegranates that are empty. Uzradin are tulshi. What's tulshi?
Sorbapples.
What's it?
Sorb apples.
Sorb apples. All right. Tulshi are sorb apples.
Tulshi.
Sorb apples. And tulshi. V'no shuach am rabba barchanam rabbi yochanan t'eni chiyuv raita. These are white figs. V'no shikma, the children of the sycamore am rabba barchanam rabbi yochanan duvli. These are figs that are grafted with what?
Sycamore figs.
So it's grafted sycamore with figs. And then we have gufnin is shili gufnin. These are the grapes that are found on the vines in the winter. Nitzpa is pircha, the fruit of the caper. Novlos tamara. Here you have the argument. One says it's the dates that are ruined by the sun. The dates that are thrown off the dates by the wind. So now the Gemara says, I understand according to the one who says that these are the dates ruined by the sun. That's why it's listed as one of the things that we're lenient about in regards to Demai. And Sveikanu de Pater, if we have a safek, whether Maisa was given for them or not, we can be lenient. But if we're sure that Maisa wasn't given, then you have to separate Maisa. It makes sense because these things are not so prominent; they're not so valuable. We can assume that even the Amaratzim separated Trumas and Maisus from it. But if it's the dates that are thrown by the wind, Vadon Chayav, If you know that Maisers weren't given from them, then you have to give a Maiser. Why? If Karen, these are Hefker. Hefker, that which is onalist is exempt from Maiser. And so the Gemara, no, we're talking about in the case where the noblest Tamara, son, Goran, this Amaretz who collected them, made them into a big pile. So even though normally Hefker is exempt, but once somebody makes a pile out of Hefker fruit, then he has to separate Chumas and Maisers because it would be confused with other types of fruits. If you have Leket Shikha and Peah, these are Matnos and Him, gives to the poor, the dropped stalks, the forgotten piles, the corner of the field. Shasan Gorn, even though once you make it into a pile, Hukvu L'Maiser, then there's an obligation to separate Maiser from it, Midrabanan. Okay, at that point we will stop. We'll continue tomorrow.